during my nipple walks is when I now listen to Big Fatty's podcast. And yesterday he was reading their so-so questions, and he had one from Kathy Bacon about Scotty and saying if Scotty keeps eating that he will be as fat as Will. No, she was asking the question, if Scotty keeps eating, will he get as fat as Archer? And I was like, what? How rude. Saying I'm fat, although I know I'm fat. And that's, you know, let's not deny the obvious, but I just thought that was funny. Got a kick out of that. Kathy Bacon, if you listen to my show, which I don't even know if you do or not, but I'm not that fat. I don't think I look as fat as Scotty looks. Scotty, I'm just kidding. Anyway, and I'm working on that because I'm walking every day, but it doesn't help if you keep putting food in your mouth, so you got to stop one of them. This world, but that was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What? How rude. I'm not that fat.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3205 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of May 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and y'all, I think I've got the longest voice letter I've ever received. Hello, co-host. Nothing? You're not going to say anything? Well, Big Fatty, you have the longest voice letter you've ever received, so clearly, you prefer that content than anything that I could offer today. So you just go ahead. I'll just sit over here. You and Squeaky Kitty can do the little show, and I'm just going to be over here. You know, I'm anxiously awaiting the arrival of my cookeries today. Well, I know that will put you in a better mood. Yes, Big Fatty. Come back and just say how lovely it is to hear something from Alex LaFerre. Well, it's true. And y'all, I saw that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, was put something on the Twitter. Are you okay, Alex LaFerre? But y'all, I had an e-letter from him here recently, and he's taking a break from the social medias, so he's fine. As far as I know, he's fine. And anyway, that's why you hadn't had a peep out of him on the 20, B. Ready? But anyway, y'all, let's just see. What did I do? What did I do? Oh, y'all, for my supper. By the way, I did get in 12,000 steps. I didn't go for the 14, but I got my 12,000, and that's my goal. Y'all, when I got back, for my supper, I had my supper before I went on my evening nipple walk. I had some of that rotisserie chicken, and y'all, so I took that, and it was cold, you know, it's been in the refrigerator and all, and y'all, then I cooked a package of that riced cauliflower with the carrots and broccoli in it, and y'all, I heated that up in the radar range, and put that on top of the chicken and just kind of ate that. Y'all, it was delicious. It was just a big fatty. It doesn't take much, does it? It really doesn't. And the only thing that could have made it better was pudding. But instead, I had the rest of that ice cream. And y'all, then it was giving me y'all, I think I am lactose intolerant. Big fatty, you are food intolerant. But because y'all, I was gas. Big fatty, that's the cauliflower and the other stuff. And but anyway, so let's see, y'all. What did I do next? I went for my nipple walk, and y'all. Then I came back, and y'all. I've got a little parking area, a little gravel parking area out behind the villa, where visitors can park. But y'all, it's been getting weeds, you know, little growth, and not big tall weeds, or anything like that, but just little. Just things impeding into that area. So, y'all, I got out the Roundup, and I was like a cowboy, shooting those weeds. And y'all, I was very pleased with myself. After that, I came around to the front of the house. Of the villa, and I just you know, spot checked a few weeds in the flower beds and things like that. And y'all, then I put the ferns. You know, we were supposed to get some rain on Monday night. I put the ferns down, and I went ahead and watered them because it was iffy if we were gonna get the rain or not, according to the rat. And y'all, sure enough, we didn't really get any. Anyway, then I what did I watch on the, oh, y'all, there was something, y'all, do you remember the TV, program, Smash, not Smash, was it Smash? Yeah, maybe it was Smash, big fatty. Anyway, it was about theater, and all, and y'all, they had kind of a little reunion thing, on the inner tubes that Larry Cly had sent me. So I watched that. It was about an hour and a half. And y'all, evidently, they're doing something Wednesday today at 8 p.m. in the evening at people.com that they filmed a concert or something of all the Smash songs and things like that. So anyway, I may watch that, you know, because the Survivor's over. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, then I was ready for bed, so y'all, I crawled into the chamber, and y'all, I just could not go to sleep. I tossed and y'all, I know 90% of it is that I need a haircut. In the worst way, big fatty, worse than the old gal. Well, anyway, anyway, but y'all, finally went to sleep, got up, had my coffee, y'all, I took a little Miralax. I took a little Miralax with my coffee on, Tuesday morning.
It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is digging.
Oh, Christ, I have got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Well, yes.
Bag of groceries that needs delivering?
No, not nowadays.
Taxi that needs driving?
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
I know it, Digger. Y'all, that is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. But y'all, it was a very satisfying a cleanse. It was a very satisfying cleanse Tuesday. And so, y'all, I went out and started my morning. Oh, before I do that, y'all, Mr. Cackle, y'all, a while back on the 8th of May, he sent me a, oh, Big Fatty, you just got a Grin Doctor. Well, I'm getting all kinds of Grin Doctor messages. It says, Dear Gussie, I wanted to let you know that peanut butter Oreos turn my poop as black as tar. Big Fatty? Yes, you can read this on the air, but only if you play the Digger colon update music. Miss your face, Mr. Cackle. Oh, well, we've taken care of that. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, tar baby. Tar baby, Frosty. Tar booty. Tar booty. Yes, he's got a tar booty. I wonder if, you know, Archer used to do the Oreos videos. I wonder if peanut butter Oreos turned his poop anyway came back, had my ablutions, and y'all, then Hortensia came, went out on my second nipple walk of the day, so I've gotten two of them under my belt while Hortensia was straightening up the villa. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. That's Big Fatty. Now it's time for your other co-host.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shiety. I'm just preparing some lunch, although there's not that much preparation involved.
Oh.
Mostly things from packets.
Oh, yes, packets. Oh, yes, I hear that.
Small packet of crisps there.
Yeah, oh, crisps.
Prawn cocktail. That's my ideal choice, but it's... We had a selection pack of different flavours, and that's the... Uh-huh. Well, what we've got left. We've got some crackers.
Yes, crackers and...
And I've got some hummus.
Potato chips and... Hummus.
I'm just taking a portion of that.
Oh yeah.
Got to eat it because.
Yeah. Serve it in a diaper.
Odd if I don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Best Buy date.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh. It
still tastes okay.
It won't kill you. Something else will.
And then. Got a tin of soup here.
You what? A tin of soup.
Spiced with lentil and smoked bacon.
Smoked bacon. Yes, I had smoked bacon, but I had trouble keeping it lit.
Pulses and lentils. I'm going to be having the same reaction that your Uncle John had to the curry the other day.
Oh, yeah, you will be tooting all night.
There we go.
Yes, like Big Fatty.
All out of the tin, I'm afraid.
Ooh, another tin. We call it a can.
I have to get delivery sent in because I don't drive.
Some
delivery. We're already on the train.
Oh, yes.
And, Yeah, I don't really want to be going into the shops.
Oh, yes.
So I have to order what I can get.
Yes, I hear you.
So there's that.
Yes, okay. I'm
going to put that in the microwave to heat the soup up.
Yes.
So then I'm going to tell you about...
The radar range.
A quandary that I'm going through at the moment.
A what? A quandary.
First world problem, but...
First world problem.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
How are you doing? How are you and Poodle, by the way?
We're lovely. And yourself?
How are you, listeners?
Oh, there's one.
BFO listeners?
Yes.
Right. I'm going to pick you up.
Yes.
We'll go in the other room.
Okay, the other room. With your crisp. Big Fatty, what are they doing? I don't know. It sounds like there's...
So we're in the lounge now.
Oh, in the lounge.
Now,
okay. What is the quandary?
Now, one of my problems is that I have a big collection of DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yes.
And I'm sure you know this.
Like that.
My job is that I'm a librarian.
Oh, can we call you Marion?
It's okay, I can work from home.
Uh-huh.
At the moment.
Yes.
But
we all do. Well, I don't.
The main problem is because
Yes.
I spend all my day organising books in order.
Yes. Do we
back
decimal?
Home, my DVDs uh-huh. are not very ordered. I think it's a natural reaction. I spend all my day ordering things.
So you're...
I don't want my flat to be...
Oh, you're like Mr. Cackle.
All the same.
Yes.
Anyway, because I'm at home, I've been watching a lot more DVDs.
Yes.
I've had more time, even...
Maybe you could do DVD Castle.
I usually have a two-hour commute to work.
Oh.
So I don't have...
2 hours?
That, so I must be saving about 4 hours a day travelling.
Dear gussy.
And, anyway, I tend to buy DVDs.
Uh-huh.
And,
Is this an addiction?
I buy more than I have time to watch, so this is a good time to catch up with some of those. So ages
yes.
ago,
uh-huh.
I decided to watch Dynasty. And I
Dynasty.
Ordered about the first five box sets.
Oh, yes, the Dynasty.
I watched
Dynasty.
The first season.
Yes,
and
Dynasty.
It's kind of not the camptastic series that I was hoping for.
Oh.
So it took me a while, and I only just started watching season two.
Oh, yes.
So
have
I've got season
have
two.
Have had the fight in
three,
the fountain
four,
yet?
And somewhere I've got... season five.
Oh, yes, I'm
but
sure you'll find it.
Because everything's out of order.
Uh-huh.
I found set two, three, and four.
Uh-huh.
But season five is hiding from me.
Oh!
I can't see season five of Dynasty. I don't know
Dynasty,
where it's gone. I've taken every single DVD off the shelf.
Uh-huh.
Well,
well,
I think I have.
Yes.
And
okay.
I don't know where it is.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't
hiding.
Either.
So I'm going to continue searching for that.
You'll find it as soon
and
as you
anyway,
reorder it.
I won't get to it for a while, although I've nearly watched the whole of season two
oh.
in just a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's good to have on in the background when I'm doing boring things.
Oh,
for
yes.
work.
Boring shit for work.
I don't sit there sort of with my eyes fixed to it. I never really saw it the first time round. I do remember
uh-huh.
seeing the very last episode.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I do like...
Yes.
I do like a bit of soap opera.
Oh,
I like a bit, I like
yes.
a bit of drama.
A drama?
I like
yes.
Sort of.
Like Dynasty.
Tough women fighting in
oh,
lily ponds.
Tough women fighting in lily ponds.
Anyway.
I don't know what that means.
Hopefully I'll find season five by the time I get to it.
Okay.
Anyway, right, let's go and see how the soup's doing. It should nearly be done, I think.
Oh, the soup. I'd
oh,
forgotten
there
about
it goes.
The soup. How those corn-flavored crisps... I know Steve the Tater would
yes.
like for you to slurp
I think
soup
it's done.
And eat those.
Right, so my lunch is ready.
Oh, lovely.
And the hunt for Dynasty Season 5 is on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back in touch soon.
Oh.
Take care.
Okay,
bye bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Oh,
bye bye.
Thank you for calling. And, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Big Fatty, he's got a much more exciting life than you do. He gets prawn-flavored crisp and soup that's going to make him toot. What kind of soup? Oh, it's got lentils in it. You know, that's like magic tooting beans. Big Fatty! But anyway, Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And although I got to say, 6 minutes is a bit much, but anyway, Big Fatty, at least it filled today's little show up. You didn't have shit to say that. Well, I've still got a few more voice letters to get to, but we'll get to those as the week goes along. And y'all, I looked at the Von's East previewed the Von's East ad. Oh, Nick, I see. And y'all, they've got the Good Solid. The Good Solid is on sale. So I'm going to pick up a few other things, but it'll probably be within the last hour of the shopping day that I'll head down to the Von's East later today and do my shopping. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. You heard Archer, just out of curiosity, I was wondering if you eat soup with lentils and prawn flavored crisps.
What? How rude.
I'm not that fat.
Big Fatty, you know he'd prefer a peanut butter Oreo to that any day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.